Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. My name is Andrew Erickson. Today we're going to be breaking down 10 players and matchups to avoid for Week 15. Now, let's get to those lineup landmines. Quarterback Jared Goff for the Detroit Lions at the New York Jets. Jared Goff has been lights out over the past few weeks, finishing as a QB4 overall versus the Jaguars and Vikings. However, he is in for a rude awakening this week on the road versus a red-hot New York Jets defense that has allowed the fifth fewest fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks since Week 6. Not to mention, Goff has struggled immensely away from Ford Field this year. He's yet to finish higher than QB18 on the road this season, and the Lions rank dead last in passing touchdowns per game when not playing at home. Next up, Tua Tagovailoa, Miami Dolphins, up against the Buffalo Bills. Now, Tua's hot streak to start the year has very much cooled off. He's failed to score more than 16 fantasy points in his last three games since the bye week, and his fantasy outlook hardly improves in a road game at Buffalo, where the Dolphins will be tasked with overcoming freezing temperatures and a surging Bills defense. No team has allowed fewer passing touchdowns per game at home this year than the Buffalo Bills. And with Tre'Davious White back in the starting lineup, Buffalo has allowed fewer than 11 fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks. Strongly consider the Dolphins' lowly 17.5-point implied team total and stay far away from Tagovailoa in the first round of the fantasy football playoffs. Next up is running back Devin Singletary for the Buffalo Bills, playing at home against the Miami Dolphins. Singletary led the Bills in carries, 8 carries for 39 yards over James Cook, 4 carries for 6 yards in Week 14. Both running backs caught one pass, but Singletary had more targets, 1 versus 2, and ran slightly more routes, 15 versus 13. However, the veteran also just barely edged out Cook in snaps played, 49% versus 41%. But the back-and-forth deployment makes Singletary impossible to trust in the fantasy playoffs. The fact that Cook's snaps were still above 40%, as they were in Week 13, still signals an increasing role for the rookie as to the detriment to Devin Singletary. And the matchup versus the Dolphins in Week 15 is one that you should not want any part of. Miami has allowed the fifth fewest rushing yards per game to running backs since Week 6. They've also allowed just 3.7 yards per carry to running backs in 2022, which ranks top 5 in the league. If you're starting any Bills running back, which is not recommended, it'd have to be James Cook based on his snaps and the Dolphins' defense allowing the sixth most receiving yards per game to running backs this season. Next up is running back Zonovan Knight for the New York Jets. He's facing the Detroit Lions.
Look, people, it's time to wake up when it comes to this Detroit Lions' vastly improved run defense, because long gone are the days that any running back facing the Lions would be teed up to smash. Since Week 6, the Lions are allowing the second fewest fantasy points per game to running backs. 72 rushing yards allowed per game at 7th, 7th fewest rushing attempts allowed per game, 19. And although Knight is still the touch leader in the Jets' backfield, the team still uses Michael Carter plenty in passing situations. Carter out-targeted Knight 6 versus 2 and played 50% of the snaps in Week 14 to Knight's 47% snap share. Next up, wide receiver Brandon Ayuk for the San Francisco 49ers, playing Thursday night against the Seattle Seahawks. Since Week 7, the Seahawks have allowed the fewest fantasy points per game to perimeter wide receivers at 6.5. They also rank first in that category this season. Ayuk has just played 26% of his snaps from the slot this year. Additionally, Seattle is allowing the fewest targets per game to number one wide receivers. Considering Ayuk only saw 3 targets last week and just 1 before Debo Samuel's injury, he could easily flop in a matchup versus the Seahawks that calls for massive games from Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle. Next up, running back Saquon Barkley for the New York Giants at the Washington Commanders. Barkley came into week 14 incredibly questionable, and fantasy managers would have better off had he just not played. The Giants RB1 totaled just 9 carries for 28 yards and 2 catches for 20 yards. 11 total touches while playing just 31% of the snaps. He also went 0-for-3 on his carries inside the 10-yard line, which is why he was unable to salvage his fantasy day. He has only one top 10 finish and is 4th worst standing among all running backs in rushing EPA in his last 4 games. Barkley has one rush over 15 yards over that span. And it's going to be another tough day for Barkley against Washington after their bye week in week 15. Barkley did finish as the RB9 the last time he played the Commanders, but he still only rushed for 63 yards on 18 carries with one touchdown, along with 5 catches for 18 yards. On the year, the Commanders are allowing the 3rd fewest fantasy points a game to running backs and rank 4th in rush defense DVOA. Wide receiver Adam Thielen for the Minnesota Vikings versus the Indianapolis Colts. It's a brutal matchup coming up for Adam Thielen in week 15 versus the run funnel Indianapolis Colts. Their defense ranks 4th in rush rate face this season, foreshadowing a big workload for Dalvin Cook and not necessarily Kirk Cousins. That will negatively impact Thielen, who got by last week on a 23-yard touchdown score. Not likely the case versus the Colts, who rank 2nd in fewest fantasy points allowed per game to wide receivers this season. They've also been particularly stingy versus number 2s, allowing the 3rd fewest yards to opposing secondary wide receiver options. Running back Rashad White for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Cincinnati Bengals. White started and carried the ball 13 times for 56 yards to Leonard Fournette's 4 carries for 13 yards in week 14. White, 5 catches for 21 yards on 5 targets, and Fournette, 6 catches for 33 yards on 7 targets, were both peppered in the passing game. White at 53% and Fournette at 47% split snaps nearly 50-50, with most of Fournette's snaps coming on receiving downs with Tampa Bay down massive. He ran more routes than White, but even so, White earned a 62% opportunity share with his 18 total touches to Fournette's 11. However, he did fumble on the Bucs' final possession. With Tampa Bay committing to a 2-man rotation, I try to get away from White this week given the matchup at hand. The Bengals rank 3rd in run defense DVOA with defensive lineman DJ Reader back in the lineup over the last 3 weeks. Wide receiver DJ Chark Jr., Detroit Lions at the New York Jets. Like his quarterback Jared Goff, DJ Chark has been in fuego over the last couple weeks. However, it's a brand new week, which means we need to adjust expectations based on the matchup on deck versus the New York Jets. Over the past 2 weeks, we've successfully avoided lineup landmines by fading number 2 wide receivers versus gangrene. First with Adam Thielen, and then again with Gabe Davis. Case in point, New York has allowed the fewest fantasy points per game to wide receivers since week 6. They rank 8th in DVOA versus number 2 wide receivers, allowing the 5th fewest receiving yards per game to opposing number 2s. Week 15 is not DJ Chark week. Last but not least, wide receiver Mike Evans for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, also facing the Cincinnati Bengals. Permission to bench Mike Evans granted. The Buccaneers' big body wideout has fallen far from grace with 0 top 30 finishes in his last 5 games. And since week 9, he owns just a 17% target share, which ranks 53rd among all wide receivers. He hasn't scored a touchdown since all the way back in week 4. Woof. And I'm not sure that things are going to turn around anytime soon against a stout Bengals defense that has allowed a league low 54% catch rate and the 4th fewest fantasy points per game to wide receivers since week 9.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.